EL Podcast.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Milind Pimpirikar and you're listening to Fighting Fit Fridays with Dr. Pimpirikar. Last episode, we talked about accepting your disease as your friend. And today, we are going to take this dear friend, diabetes, for a walk. When we go for a stroll with your friend, one normally wraps a hand around the shoulder, which indicates intimacy. Sometimes you tightly hold the hand of your friend to embark a feeling of oneness in two souls. Here, you have a friend which is actually staying inside you. So I think is more dearer to you than one of your best friends. You are in sync with it, so having held its hand in hand, now I think this is the time that you should discuss how to coexist proactively with this new friend. Diabetes is one of the best friends one can have. One might label this as a very weird statement, but yes, it is a fact. In the walk of life, you come across so many people who walk only a few steps with you. Some hold your hand, walk for a little longer, some a little longer, some a more little longer, and ultimately you part ways. This goes on and on, so on and so forth. But this friend diabetes is not going to leave you alone. It is going to stay with you in all your highs and lows of life. Now just imagine you have gotten someone who is going to stay with you till the time you are living. And this faithful friend of yours is going to lay dead the moment you stop to exist. Wow, that's a great feeling. It sounds great too. In today's materialistic world, at least there is somebody who's going to stick around with you forever. So if it is the story, why not discuss the whole issue with your one of the new best friends? And why not settle it over a walk to come to terms with it and end into a fruitful relationship? To achieve any kind of such understanding, you need to understand your friend. As we all know, that we know our friends so well, we can predict their responses to small things. We are also aware of their likes and dislikes, their preferences, their flaws, their strengths, and their nuisance value also. Similarly, we must understand this new friend. Now, if we have to understand something about this new friend, diabetes, we have to know that diabetes means having a raised blood sugar than normal. Here it is important to understand the sequence of events occurring in the body which causes the sugar to rise. To begin, let me explain it this way, that when you eat food, it gets broken down into the stomach. The food then travels from your stomach to your intestine. Some of the food that you eat gets broken down into glucose, that is sugars. And then these sugars, they enter blood. This increase in blood sugar triggers the pancreas to release insulin. Insulin helps to move the sugar from blood into the cells of your body, which are the functional unit. The insulin acts like a key to let the sugars into the cell in the body cells. And cells, they need sugar for energy. When there is too much of sugar, it gets stored into the liver and is changed to fats. The liver releases some of the sugars into your blood when you are sleeping. In people with insulin resistance, these cells don't respond to insulin as they should. And hence, the blood sugar has more trouble entering the cells. The pancreas also reacts by producing more and more insulin to help the sugars get into the cells. But the pancreas can only produce extra insulin for a certain length of time. Ultimately, the pancreas tires out, or it cannot keep pace up to the demand. It is at this point the blood sugars, they start to rise and one is labeled as a diabetic. So in a nutshell, what we have understood is cells, they need energy to work. Energy is supplied by glucose. Glucose from blood is pushed into the cells by insulin, and when this does not happen, it causes what is called as insulin resistance. So ultimately what one needs to see is one needs to push the glucose into the cells. And that is why the concept Jor Laga Ke Hai Sha. This concept is to push sugars into the cells. It needs a mighty effort to have better blood glucose control, and this can be achieved by this mighty effort starting with small steps, which is called as a first step towards exercise. This first step then becomes 2, 3, 4, 5, and then a walk. So as to say, take a walk, keep walking, take your friend for a walk to come to the terms with it. Regular walk with your friend is considered as an aerobic activity, which improves your cardiac endurance as well as puts your muscles to work. These contracting muscles, by a different mechanism other than insulin, enhances pushing of this blood sugar into the cells as well as resistance of weight training. A graduated weight training increases the muscle contractility and causes the same effect, so it pushes sugars into the cells. One needs to understand that these exercises are meant to be with low weights and higher number of repetitions. These are not exercises to be done to improve the muscle hypertrophy. Ideally, to gain benefit, one must exercise for minimum 3 days a week. Gradually, it should be increased to 6 days a week with a rest day. Starting with about 30 minutes, excluding a warm-up and stretching, it should be increased gradually to 60 minutes. The distribution of aerobic training to resistance training should be 4:2, meaning 4 days of cardio exercises and 2 days of resistance training. Now, what is going to happen with this? This is going to help you having better sugar controls, good emotional state, as there are endorphins which are secreted, which are happy hormones. There will be a better control of HbA1c levels. This will control your blood pressure, and this will definitely reduce your dose of anti-diabetic agents. To conclude, your friend diabetes has come to stay with you forever. Entertain him by taking him for a walk every day. Negotiate the benefits of walking with your dear friend. Get motivated. Start walking. Walks, convert them into long walks. And if you're otherwise fit, convert these to light jogs. Increase the number of steps every day. Follow a routine. Most importantly, exercise on a regular basis. This, I'm sure, you would do for your friend to keep him happy and you fighting fit. If you fail in your duties to your friend, he's going to trouble you with complications. He has a huge nuisance value. So, be in a perfect friendly bond with your best friend for you to be, yes, fit, fitter, and fighting fit. So, here we come to an end of this episode of Fighting Fit Fridays. You can listen to me on vtlpodcast.com every Friday and also on other leading podcast platforms. If you have liked the views, please share, like, and comment. Thank you. VTL Podcast.